Welcome to the Resurgence Audio Podcast. Resurgence is a community platform for spiritual development, and our mission is to learn to live as God intended. For more info on the Resurgence platform, or to get on the waiting list for the launch of the platform, please visit www.joinresurgence.com. Thanks once again for tuning in.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Ben Richard, and I am the lead communicator here at Resurgence. You're listening to episode 68, and the title of today's episode is The Gift of Grace. The concept of grace is often misunderstood by a lot of Christians. Very often when I ask a Christian to tell me what grace is, they either hit me with the age-old definition, and I'm sure you've heard this one before. They say grace is unmerited favor. Or they might even try to give me a newer definition, which is an acronym for grace. G-R-A-C-E, which stands for God's richest at Christ's expense. And then there are those who try to explain it even further for themselves. They often give me descriptions that are more about forgiveness or mercy or even leniency when it comes to the way that God deals with us. The problem with these definitions of grace is that they are solely dependent on God's response to our wrongdoing. Christians may also define grace as the thing that saved us as we place our faith in Jesus Christ. And this may be true, but it's only the beginning of what grace is in a person's life. So how can I describe grace to you in a way that will help you understand what it is and how beneficial it is to the life of a Christian? Imagine you decide to start working out at the gym 5 days a week in order to reach some fitness goals of some kind. Let's say you aim to build more endurance, muscle, and mobility while burning off excess fat in your body. This kind of thing will require commitment and discipline, no doubt. You will have to find a place to work out and then schedule in an appropriate time for you to work out for those 5 days a week. In addition to this, you're going to have to live on a suitable diet as well. Now, none of these things I mentioned to you could be used as a good example of grace, though. Not unless we think about strength. Strength is what you're going to need to get through the workouts that you planned. So what is strength? It's not something that you can see, touch, taste, or smell. It's not something that is physical or material, but we know that it exists, though. Strength is the energy that empowers you to lift those weights, do that cardio, complete those reps, finish that workout. Without strength, you can try, but you won't succeed. Either that or you'll give up halfway because it's too hard. So in this example, strength, although it is unseen, we know that it exists and we see it once it's applied to our workout. Now look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 12. It says, I know what it means to lack. I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance as well. For I am trained in the secret of overcoming all things, whether in fullness or in hunger. And I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. In another version of the Bible, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So grace then is the empowering presence of God in my life. Grace empowers me to do what I could not do on my own. Grace gives me the ability to do all things and even the things that I feel that I am weak at. Paul understood this because there was a time in his life where he had what he called a thorn in his flesh. It was a difficulty of some kind, and he would keep praying, asking God to take it away. And then God speaks to him. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 9. He says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to relieve me of this, but he answered me, saying, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate my weaknesses, for when I am weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living within me. I want you to work with this definition of grace in your life, because most people will sometimes describe grace as though it was mercy. And mercy is really important. See, mercy forgives us of our sins. Grace empowers us to sin no more. Mercy has to do with the past. Grace has to do with the future. If you remember the story of the woman who was caught in the act of adultery, she was thrown to the floor by these Pharisees who wanted to stone her to death according to the law. And then Jesus shows up, and when Jesus shows up, he says to them, "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." And every single one of those men, knowing that they were all sinners as well, threw their stones to the ground and walked away. And then Jesus looks at her and he says, "Who is it that condemns you?" She says, "No one." And he says, "Neither do I." See, that is mercy. But then he follows up by saying these words to her. He says, "Go and sin no more." That would take grace. So while mercy forgives me of my sin, grace empowers me to sin no more. I want to do the things that God has called me to do, but I cannot do it sometimes because it's way too hard. Well, if that has ever been the feeling that you've lived with, if you've ever had those thoughts, the thought that I would love to do this, but I just don't have what it takes, you are absolutely right when you say and think that. But the truth is that that area of weakness provides God with the opportunity to shine His grace. He will literally take the area that you're weak in and empower you in that same area with His grace so that you can do what you could not do in your own strength. So how do I access this grace? How do I walk in that kind of grace? Well, the answer is in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. It says, "It is by grace that you've been saved." And I'm going to change it up a little bit here. I'm going to add a few more things to help it make more sense to you. It is by grace that you have been saved. It is by grace that you've been strengthened. It's by grace that you have the ability. And you have this through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. The gift of God is not only that you've been saved, by the way. The gift of God is also that you have been given grace. You didn't have to earn this grace. It is a gift. God has literally gifted you with the ability to do what you could not do on your own. You are empowered by His Spirit, but the only way you get to access that power, access that grace, and live in it is by faith. Let me encourage you with this. Very often when you feel like you have come to the end of yourself, the end of your own abilities, is where you will begin to discover the beginning of His, the beginning of God's grace, the beginning of God's strength, the beginning of God's abilities. So in a practical scenario, if I was going through something in my own life that I felt was pretty overwhelming, it was pretty exhausting, it was pretty daunting, maybe the thought of it would worry me or make me feel a little anxious, I would go to God and say, "Lord, I cannot do this in my own strength. I humble myself before you and I admit that I do not have what it takes. But Jesus, I know that if you were in my place, you could do this. God, nothing is too difficult for you. So I ask, Lord, that you would give me the grace to do the things that you have called me to do. I am facing this situation that feels impossible, but I believe that you can give me and will give me the grace to get it done." And then after praying that prayer, I'm going to go ahead and do it as though God has given me the grace. See, that takes faith. Faith without works is dead. Faith without action is nothing. After praying that prayer, asking the Lord to give me grace, I'm going to step out and do it as though He has answered me, giving me the grace to do it. And you'll be surprised, because I know that I have been. Every time I've stepped out believing that God has given me the grace to do something, He's always come through for me. And if you live like that, if you live by faith, living from the place of knowing that God has given you the grace to get something done, you'll be surprised as to how much you can get done by His glorious grace. So in closing, I'm going to give you one final verse and then a question to ponder on for today. The verse is this, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 to 3. It says, "May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. By His divine power, that is grace, God has given us everything that we need for living a godly life. So as you go through the rest of today, I want you to ask yourself this one question. I want you to ask yourself, what are the things that God has asked me to do that I don't feel I have the ability to do on my own? One more time. What are the things that God has asked me to do that I don't feel I have the ability to do on my own? I want you to sit with this question and really allow God to bring things to your mind, things that He may have asked you to do in the past, and you've just kind of shied away from it or not done it at all because you felt like it's too difficult. But my prayer is that you experience the grace of God in your life as you step out to do those things. Do not be afraid. God has empowered you with more grace than you realize that you have. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your glorious grace that empowers us to do what we could not do in our own strength. Holy Spirit, you desire to not only work within us, but to work through us in the world. And God, I pray for the person that is listening to this podcast right now. I pray, Lord, that they would not give up thinking that they're too weak at something that you've called them to do, that they would believe in your word and that they would receive grace and live from that place of grace, doing what they once thought was impossible. We thank you, God, that you are about to make the reality of your grace within us more and more real to us as we yield to you day by day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, that wraps it up for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to being back with you once again tomorrow. God bless and take care.